bundle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And tonight, Mike Yardley in Christchurch. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Larry.
You're looking forward to your wooden stadium?
It sounds most interesting.
Yeah. I sort of looked at it yesterday and thinking, you've got to have steel and you've got to have concrete. But apparently it is doable. It may not be as stupid or as silly as it sounds. Anyway.
We might have to get Bob Jones to do it.
Yes,
he's doing one, isn't he?
He's doing a 12-story building, as I understand. Yeah, anyway, so we've got Josie Pagani's back with us. Nice to talk to you, Josie.
Hi, Larry. At least it's not cardboard, Mike. That would be,
that's true.
The cathedral was going to be made of cardboard.
So, yeah, Josie, what do you make of this lobby group? They've unveiled this blueprint rail network designed to connect Auckland with Tauranga and Hamilton. They say eventually would be Auckland-Hamilton in 70 minutes. You've got half of the country's population in that kind of triangle. I mean, it's a nice idea, I think. Everything's got merit, but the cost is a different matter. What do you see in it?
Well, anything dealing with infrastructure, we know, I know this from working in international development in some of the poorest countries, anything that's building roads, building transport to markets, to ports, to airports, from one workplace to communities and backwards and forwards, helps improve productivity. So, in principle, I'm really supportive of this. What you need to see, though, is the business case for what's the cost and what are you not going to do by spending that money. And the thing that frustrates me, Larry, is when these issues about public transport and roads become a left-right issue. So if you're on the right, public transport is talked about as if it's a gateway to communism. And on the left, anyone that wants to build a road is seen as some terrible free marketeer who's trying to do one over and support your corporate. We should all be riding on horseback to work on bridle pathways.
Right,
so you need to, it needs to stop being this sort of left-right debate. It's got to be a mixture of both,
that's
isn't
right.
it? So in principle, I'm really supportive of it.
Anyway, so Mike Yardley, Transport Minister Simon Bridges, this is his response to the plan.
Oh, look, I think at $1.45 billion, they're seriously, in terms of this proposal, underestimating the very significant costs that a rapid rail system would have, certainly down through to Hamilton, Tauranga. I mean, I think at $1.45 billion, you'd possibly get out of Auckland, but actually I don't know if you necessarily would. It's a very expensive endeavour that we haven't done before in New Zealand.
And here's the thing, Mike, so he's saying $1.45 billion is way short, and I suspect that he's right, and by the time they actually get around to doing this, I think it'll be out of the stratosphere, Mike.
Well, that's true. It's only going to get dearer. But I thought it was interesting, that figure 1.4, because that is exactly the same figure as what it cost to build the Waterview Tunnel. And when I was looking at the plan today, Larry, I thought, how the hell could we get all this rail infrastructure for the same price as the Waterview Tunnel? I think that estimated cost is definitely and deliberately undersized. But in a pragmatic sense, I would be all for making at least a start on that damn Hamilton to Auckland run, which surely is not a particularly expensive project. And given the population density, it should have started yesterday.
No, you're right in that. But, Jesse, the problem is you need rapid rail, don't you? And you're going to have new lines and so on and so forth. You don't want, chugging along up the main line. It's going to take a couple of hours. It's got to be rapid.
Oh, and it's got to be comfortable. I mean, I'm not going to get on a train if it's miserable and you haven't got Wi-Fi and you're all jammed in like blimmin' sardines. You've got to create an alternative to getting in your car that's palatable and attractive to people to use. But, you've also got to fix some of the – it's a complex problem. You've got to fix some of the issues like the transport from Auckland Central to the airport, for goodness sake. I mean,